This is TWiT.
News: HTC is expected to unveil Sunday its new flagship HTC One phone, which is called the M9. Details about the phone have been leaked. And International Business Times technology editor David Gilbert is here to talk about this leak. How are you doing, David?
I'm good, Mike. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Now, how solid are these leaks? Do you personally find them credible?
Yeah, look, it lines up with everything that we've heard about it up until now. And the press renders and the leaks, leaked specs, which were found online by a German website, look very much as if this is what's going to be announced on Sunday. Plus the pricing of, I think it was €749 in Germany, lines up pretty much with what you'd expect a flagship HTC One phone to cost.
So it doesn't, from the specs I've seen, they don't look like huge upgrades. What can you tell us about what we, how big an upgrade is this going to be? Is there anything that really stands out?
Sure. I think that's the biggest surprise out of everything is the fact that there isn't really a major upgrade from last year and even from 2 years ago when the first original One was launched. That was launched with a 4.7-inch full HD screen. This phone has a 5-inch full HD screen, the exact same as last year. It looks almost identical. On first glance, you'd almost think this was last year's phone. The big difference is the change in the camera. It's moved its ultra-pixel camera from the back to the front, and it's replaced it with a 20-megapixel sensor at the back. If that's going to make a difference, I'm not sure. And I struggle to find a reason for anyone to upgrade from last year's phone or even the phone previously. The biggest difference may be the fact that it's running Android Lollipop straight out of the box, but that's always an option to upgrade for older users as well.
There's also the possibility that they are kind of pulling an Apple here. I mean, if you look at upgrades for Apple devices, if you look just at the specs, you're kind of like, it's not really that different. But then they're doing a lot of tweaking and they're doing a lot of optimization, especially around the camera, that makes their phone significantly better than the specs would indicate. In this case, this swapping around of the camera technology, do you have any idea why they would move this ultra-pixel sensor? What advantage could they gain from that?
It's a bit of a mystery. I'm sure it'll probably include the word selfie during its presentation next Sunday because you can't have a phone unveiling without the word selfie involved in it at the moment.
You can try.
won't. Yeah. But it's the ultra-pixel sensor was seen as a little bit of a gimmick by some when they announced it last year. They made the pixels a lot bigger to take in a lot more light, and it allowed you to do a lot of after effects on the picture. So I'm not sure exactly what benefit it will get from moving it to the front, and the 20 megapixel sensor on the rear, which is probably comes from Sony, will match up with what you see already on phones like the Galaxy S5 and the Xperia Z3. So I find it difficult to see how HTC is going to differentiate itself. And I'm sure it's going to sell itself by saying it's got the latest processor, it's got 3 gigs of RAM, it's got 32 gigs of storage, which are all, it's a really, really good phone. It's just nothing remarkably new, I guess.
Well, the pitch about the ultra-pixel sensor is that it's supposed to work better in low light situations. Do you think that has something to do with the selfie concept, right? Like, this is the best camera for when you're standing around in a bar with a bunch of people who otherwise are going to look horrible in this shot. That's my best guess, anyway.
Potentially, absolutely, because I think you've seen phones from HTC and from Huawei this year that have kind of sold themselves as the selfie phone. So if HTC can use that ultra-pixel sensor for, as you say, getting better pictures in dark light, when that's a lot of the time you are taking pictures of yourself, I guess, then it may be onto a winner.
Everybody's trying to corner that lucrative, obsessive narcissist market. Now, can you tell us everything you know about color options, the price, availability? Actually, the color options are one area where they may gain some fans. They seem a little bit different than some of the other phones. Can you talk about that?
Sure. According to the leaks that we saw this weekend, the two color options that are available are going to be a combination of silver and gold, which is kind of similar to the iPhone 6.
That's just to be clear, that's silver and gold on one single phone. It's not a silver
and a single phone. Silver on the rear and gold on the front and the sides, I think, is what the press renders show. And then the other option is kind of a really dark gunmetal gray, which personally for me is probably the more attractive version of it. And they do, like, as HTC make great phones, the the build quality and the feel of the phones is really premium. Ever since they launched the HTC One, there's no getting away from the fact that these are really nice phones. The expectation is that they will launch this or next month, so that's March, ahead of the Galaxy S6 and any phone that Sony may bring out at Mobile World Congress, just to get ahead of the competition. And as I said earlier, the phone is likely to cost around €750 in Germany, so that would equate to around £550 here in the UK, and something around the $800 mark, I guess, in the US.
Sounds to me like they're targeting the two biggest markets, China and the United States. They've got silver and gold for China and gunmetal for the United States. All right. They know their markets.
Good, yeah.